Hey, look, have you got a mate? I don't know. I've got a mate. I'm not going to use his name because he might be listening. Yeah. Don't want to offend anyone.
G'day, Dave.
Hello, mate.
So what?
But he's made this chutney.
Oh,
and,
no.
It's homemade.
And he gave it to you and go,
well,
this
no,
is the
thing
best.
Was, he gave it to me a year ago.
Yeah.
And I went, oh, well, I love it. Because I like buying chutneys and stuff from fruit markets and things like that when I go away. Because it's local produce, support the locals. Anyway, so he gave me a bit and I took it home and I tried it. And then I might have embellished how good it was.
And it was was it?
Like, you know, it was just, you know.
But this is like when your mate gives you home brew. You should taste my home brew.
How good
this
is it?
The nicest beer. And you go, that's a load of crap, but you can't tell them that.
Can't
and
say
they give you the
horrible.
Beer, and then you just put it in the back of the cupboard.
You put it in the back of the cupboard. And it was in the cupboard all year. I'd only gone through a quarter of an inch of this jar of chutney. And then all of a sudden, I'm driving past his house the other day. He goes, hey, Rob.
Oh, no.
Oh, g'day. I almost said his name. I'll call him Stephen. Yeah. G'day, Stephen. And he goes, oh, hey, you'll never get it. I've got some more of that chutney. Oh, wow. Made unreal. That's
something
great.
Out of a cartoon character. You're just fool.
Hang on a second. He said, hang on a second. I'll go get it. Yeah. I haven't had time to put those labels on it yet. I said, oh, don't worry about the label.
You don't need a label.
Don't waste time on the label.
No.
You know what's in them?
What?
Chocos. He makes them out of chocos.
No.
You know where chocos grow best?
Well, yeah. In
next
sewage.
To the outhouse.
Yeah. So, this is Rob getting his chutney off his mate. Oh, God.